What is up, everybody? Tyler Winters here with the All Punked Up Podcast for this week. And since it's officially spooky season, we're going to bring back an episode Bailey and I did from October 18th, 2021. It's the one where we totally break down the conspiracy of whether or not the real Avril Lavigne has died and has been replaced by a lookalike. It really is a crazy conspiracy, but one some people believe to be true. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right in. Here's the episode titled, Is the Real Avril Lavigne Dead? The Conspiracy Explained. What is up, guys? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the All Punked Up Podcast. I'm Tyler Winters, Bailey is with me, and today, since it's officially spooky season and Halloween is right around the corner, we thought we'd discuss the conspiracy theory that seems to float around from time to time. You guys know which one. It's the conspiracy that Avril Lavigne is dead. And not only is she dead, but she's been replaced by a lookalike named Melissa Vandella. So let's go ahead and buckle up for this one. Bailey, have you heard of this theory before?
She did.
You really think she's dead?
She did.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and explore this and let's figure it out together. And maybe at the end of this, we'll tell everybody what we think.
She did.
Maybe your position's going to change. Who knows?
No, she did.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we should start off by discussing how this theory even got started in the first place. So from what I could gather, this theory that Avril Lavigne is dead started way back in or around 2005. And it seemed to actually really get going and gain traction back in 2011 after a non-reputable Brazilian fan blog post claimed that Lavigne died back in 2003. So this was 8 years prior from when this blog post was originally published. So how did she die? There are a ton of theories out there. One of those theories is she was killed by her record label. So that's one. Number two, she died in a snowboarding accident. Or number three, she committed suicide. Bailey, do any of those seem like possibilities to you?
I'm going to give you my opinion, but I'm going to give you what the world's saying first.
Okay. Well, I'll get to what the world is saying. I want to know what you think.
I'm not going to tell you how she died, but she did.
Okay.
Nope. I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold it.
All right. Fine.
It's not all one right. of those. How about that?
I want to hear. Okay.
I've got my own theories.
I'd like to hear it.
Full disclosure, though, Tyler sent her fan mail when he was 17. And had he not met his wife when he was 14, he would have done his best to marry Avril. So we got to put that out
Melissa.
There. Am I wrong?
It doesn't
Am
matter.
I wrong? Full disclosure, you got a thing for Avril. You were the skater boy. Tell the truth.
I had a thing for Avril. Yes. The skater boy. Yes. That was me. Okay, but let's get back to the subject at hand here, Bailey. Gosh. So for reference, I think it should be mentioned that by this time in 2003, when the theory claims she had died, Avril had already skyrocketed to fame with her 2002 album, Let Go. So, and if, for people who don't know, that was the debut album that had hits like Skater Boy, Complicated, and I'm With You. I will say if I had to pick one, assuming this conspiracy is true, of course, that one myth that the record label killed her. No, I don't think that happened because she was already on her way to having an album that went 7 times platinum. So I don't think the record label would have killed her. Did she die in a snowboarding accident? I don't think so. I'm going to go with she committed suicide because I think the fame got to her. Maybe she couldn't deal with all the stuff that comes along with fame. Maybe it was, you know, the busy lifestyle, the critics, the paparazzi, people always telling you where to go, where to be, that sort of thing. So maybe everything just got a little too hectic and chaotic for her, and she thought she had no other way out but to just, you know, end it all right there. I think that makes the most sense. And I think that's where most of the theory lies as well. So now, here's where
it is
really...
Mental Health Month, though. I do want to point that out. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we do not advocate suicide. We don't. There are always numbers you can call.
Not.
There are always people you can call. So, yeah, just that is one theory, but we do want to put out there that we do not support that exit strategy in any stretch of the imagination.
Not at all. Not at all. So back to the story. So here's where I think it really gets good. So because no matter what theory of how she died or why she died, all of the theories wind up coming down to and agreeing that a lookalike actress named Melissa Vandella took over for the now deceased Levine's career in 2004. And she, Vandella, was the one who released Avril Lavigne's 2004 album Under My Skin, which was home to songs like My Happy Ending and Don't Tell Me. And not only did she release this album, but Melissa has been pretending to be Avril Lavigne ever since then. So from 2004 until now, we don't have the real Avril. We have Melissa Vandella playing Avril Lavigne. So if we go back to that 2011 blog that brings this conspiracy to light, it notes that, at least it looks like, the lookalike in Melissa Vandella and Avril Lavigne started working together sometime in 2003 because of the hectic schedule Lavigne had, and Melissa was actually hired by Avril's team. And Melissa was tasked with dressing like Avril and looking like Avril. She was basically used as a decoy to confuse the press and fans so that they would flock to her instead of Avril. So like when Avril would show up to a gig or something, she would be able to get into the venue safely and unbothered, where Melissa was the one, you know, being a decoy and being, you know, the distraction, if you will. So she was hired to make Avril's life a little easier after all the fame she had received from her debut album, Let Go. I should also mention, too, that in 2011, in the 2011 blog post I'm referencing, the name of the lookalike was never mentioned, but the name Melissa came about from a photo shoot Lavigne did where she had the name Melissa written on her hand for some reason, which is totally weird. And I'm not sure how to explain that one, but nonetheless, that's where maybe the name Melissa Vandella was created from. If, of course, this whole conspiracy is false. Have you seen that image, Bailey, before?
I think it's just, you know what? I'm going to get into it later. Nope.
Okay.
I got my stuff.
Okay. All right. So, but yeah, the post goes on to say that sometime in 2003, Avril was feeling the pressure of fame. Her life was becoming stressful and busy. And then her grandfather died like hours before she was about to go on stage at some show. I guess due to the height of that show or whatever, she powered through. She felt like she had to play it. So she powered through that gig and then basically went into a deep depression afterwards. And at that point, this is when the fake Avril lookalike's role started to really take effect and was used more than ever to act like Avril. So to kind of speed things up a little bit. So Avril goes into this deep depression afterwards. She goes home to be with family. Family isn't there. So Avril kills herself by hanging. That is the theory. So the label and family begin to look for her. They can't find her. They end up finding her. The label asks the family not to say anything until after the release of the 2004 album Under My Skin. And the family, for some reason, agrees to this, and they have a secret funeral for Avril. But while all of this is going down, the label says, "Hey, Melissa, the lookalike. Hey, Melissa, you're now Avril. You're not just her lookalike. You're her now." And so Melissa's like, "Oh, yeah, cool. I'll do that." But then the label's like, "But here's the thing. You have to finish recording the Under My Skin album that Avril has actually already started." And Melissa is just like, "Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So whatever." And Melissa does continue on the recording session. So when it's all said and done, Melissa finishes the recording and the album comes out, and now Melissa continues on as Avril. So Bailey, at this point, what do you think so far?
I have a different theory. Okay. Altogether.
All right. Well then, I'm going to continue on with this one.
You so go ahead. I got time.
Okay. All right. So Under My Skin comes out. The conspiracy goes on to say that there are clues sprinkled in within songs on the Under My Skin album by Melissa that hint at Avril's death and that Melissa has actually taken over. So, for instance, people think that my happy ending alludes to the theory that she hanged herself. And if you look at the lyrics, you may be able to see it for yourself as well. So check out these lyrics from My Happy Ending. You've got, "Let's talk this over. It's not like we're dead. Was it something I did? Was it something you said? Don't leave me hanging in a city so dead, held up so high on such a breakable thread." Thread being the rope. The word hanging's in there. Who knows? Bailey, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. Does that do anything for you? Does it get you wondering?
I still have a different theory. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you run. See, okay, a lot of this stuff is stuff that's already seen.
Sure. Or read. Sure.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring my own thing.
You're going to throw it for a loop at the end. Okay.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you got to stay in. Maybe you got to be invested. I don't know.
All right. All right. Stick around to the end, guys. All right. So that was one song. But how about another one? So in her song Slipped Away on the same album, Under My Skin, you've got the lyrics, "Now you're gone, now you're gone. There you go, there you go. Somewhere I can't bring you back." I don't know. Maybe that's Melissa talking from her perspective to Avril Lavigne. "I can't bring you back." I don't know. Maybe. And one more. The song Together from the same album, those lyrics read, "Something just isn't right. I can feel it inside. The truth isn't far behind me. You can't deny. When I turn the lights out, when I close my eyes, reality overcomes me. I'm living a lie." Those are Melissa's words. I mean, they just have to be, right, Bailey? I mean, I know you have another theory, but they have to be. You can't tell me Melissa didn't write those lyrics.
She's leaving little Easter eggs.
I think so.
Little breadcrumbs.
So it's not just, you know, the lyrics and the songs. It's the looks that change too, Bailey. So this is essentially the backstory of this whole conspiracy, is the lyrics and all that. But this conspiracy got even more fuel when other people started picking up on inconsistencies in how Avril looked in 2003 and later dates. For example, when Avril Lavigne debuted in 2002, we all remember how she dressed. She dressed very punky, very punk rock. It was baggy pants. It was angsty and grungy looking. I'm pretty sure she made the long neck tie popular in the pop punk world. She wore thick black wristbands. She played the punk part. And that was pre-2003 Avril. Post-2003 Avril wears a different story. She now wears dresses, wears her hair different, more makeup, definitely more girly, if you will, more pink. And also, apparently Avril now, or fake Avril, is listed at 5'1", so 5'1" tall. But if you had Googled how tall is Avril Lavigne back in 2002, you would have gotten a result of 5'2", Bailey. Bailey, that's one whole inch, man. What'd she do? Shrink? She's only like 30. I think she's 37. She was born in 84. You don't shrink in your 30s.
Didn't Marilyn Manson had those two ribs taken out or something?
Okay, so maybe she had some ribs.
She had the vertebra taken out.
Okay. Overall, Bailey, real question. What do you think? Does changing her style make you feel a certain way about this conspiracy? Because, I mean, I basically think that she just changed her style. Like, I changed my style from when I was in high school to now.
Let's Princess Diaries this thing, because that's kind of how I feel.
Sure.
It's Anne Hathaway has always been gorgeous. Rachel Cook has always been gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You're cosplaying as an image. And we don't know the trajectory of this person's physical appearance, but it's a lot easier to kind of dirty things up than it is to make them more pretty. outside of not at all advocating this, but take the Jenners. I mean, they're not even real people. The Kardashians. And I mean that not like emotionally, I'm saying physically. Everything they have is manufactured. That's, I want to be very careful in saying that. It is very possible that things could have been done year by year. If you want to blow your mind right now, look at Zac Efron. Have you seen pictures of Zac Efron lately?
I think I can remember how he was when he first came out.
Look into the public eye. Look at him now. Just real fast. I want your rapid reaction. Just Google. Real fast.
Yeah, he's changed. He's changed.
Do you see the jaw?
I see, the jawline is different. The mouth.
Yeah. So to me, that's an extreme.
Sure.
I agree.
And personally, I don't think her, if it really is her, changing her style confirms that this is someone else.
Well,
let's be honest.
She was a child.
Exactly.
She was 17 when she got popular.
Right? Yeah. She was 17. Yes. So I think as we get older, our tastes change. Sometimes that's personality change, a music taste change, or something. Or sometimes we want to, I guess, change how we look, and that may come in the form of how we do our hair or what clothes we wear. So this one doesn't necessarily confirm it.
Another strong example is William Eyelash.
Yeah, I mean, that's true too.
Well, no, it's an entire transformation from this Marilyn Monroe cosplay.
Sure. And who knows if that's put on by her or the label, and who cares, and who really cares, you know, right. Like people change.
But that's a much more drastic change from going from essentially, well, I mean, if you look at it, it's very close because it's this punk rock princess, this rebel look fading into a Disney princess. That's way more dramatic. Has she
true.
Been replaced?
Very true.
Or did we always see... Was our perception warped where she's all that? It's Princess Diaries. It's very easy to dirty things up. All you do is clean the mirror. That's it.
Yep.
You just throw some toothpaste on the mirror. It's disgusting. It's dirty. And then you put a little Windex on it and you clean all that tarnished gold. You clean it. And then, oh my gosh, this is brilliant.
I'm with you on this one. Here's another thing that changed though. People also noticed that her autograph changed from when she was younger to her later years. So, and that her handwriting altogether changed, because I guess Avril would write out lyrics in the CD inserts, you know? And I guess there was a noticeable amount of differences between pre-2003 and post-2003. So, handwriting and autograph changes.
Well, did you ever spend any time with high school athletes that did the transition from high school to college?
Dude, I can remember actually sitting down and changing my own signature or autograph. So
there you go.
I don't put a lot of weight into this. I can remember, like, when I was younger, watching my sister, how she wrote cursive and how she did certain like capital letters in cursive. And I was like, that's sweet. I'm going to start doing that. I started doing it.
Is that a Adobe font cursive? What is that?
Yeah. That's a type of writing that is not taught in schools anymore.
I can get that from Adobe, right?
I age us, didn't I?
You're never going to have a calculator in your pocket.
Okay.
You know what? Not today.
Yeah. You know what? They might as well just stop teaching writing altogether anyway, because, I mean, we're just texting. We're all typing now. All right. So back to her looks, though. If we can get back to the looks real quick, I forgot to mention that people had noticed not necessarily just the style changes, like her hair and makeup and the clothing, but they noticed actual facial feature differences. So in comparing pre-2003 photos to post-2003, people say they had noticed changes in her nose shape, her eye shape, freckles, marks on her body, and so on. So, Bailey, I'm going to go ahead and share a photo with you real quick. And I want you to take a look at this. All right, Bailey, I just sent you an image. And for those listening, if you're watching this, if this ends up on YouTube, we're going to throw an image up on the screen. But for those listening, I will have a link to this image in the show notes so you can kind of check it out for yourself. So Basically, what we're doing is we're looking at a photo that has a 2002 version of Avril and a 2016 Avril.
I think we're looking at something outside a Radio City Music Hall type stage where she's straight up Skater Boy album cycle. And then the next one is a gala. Like she is, she's had at a backdrop at either an award show or a gala.
Yep, that's basically it. So, do you see anything at all that stands out to you that would make you think, hey, something's not adding up here?
I see a child and I see a woman.
Come on, you don't see any eye shape differences.
I being from the art world, I know how you can manipulate things with light. I know how you contort your body. I know that you can she's in this the Skater Boy cycle. She looks like she's carrying invisible briefcases. She is flat as a board as in her perspective. However, her physical perspective, I do need to make sure that I put that into context. Her physical perspective is flat as a board. She's carrying invisible briefcases. Her shoulders are up. Yes. The next photo, she's at an award show on some type of red carpet with a background behind her. She has contorted her body. Her hair is actually sculpted to give her face length, and it's also sculpted to make her face thin. The value under her light, or the value where the light is hitting under her chin and the way that she's posing makes her look more like a model or a statue. Now, with the Skater Boy, she's like, yeah, I'm here, hi. And somebody probably took that. She's a little thrown off. So,
yeah. And just to go off of what Bailey was saying about the flat as a board thing, he's talking about, I think you're talking more like her shoulders, not her chest.
Oh, like God, that. No. No, again, she's wearing clothes. She probably hopped off stage or she's getting ready to go on. But there is absolutely no depth to the way that she's standing. So please retract my statement of flat as a board. There is no depth to the way that she's standing. And she is not putting any shoulder in front of the other. It's just, it's not dimensional at all.
Right. Okay. Right. So for me, if we're being real here, I'm playing a little, loose here with this whole conspiracy, but real talk, I don't know that I necessarily see anything that would make me think that these are two different people in this photo. I see a younger Avril and I see an older Avril. So to me, she looks the same, but just looks like a normal version of her younger self. So remember, like we said, Avril was 17 to 18 years old in 2002, and she was 31 to 32 in 2016. So not many people look exactly as they did, nearly 15 years apart. I know I don't, Bailey. I don't think you do.
Yes. Yes, you do, Tyler. I remember. Yes, you do. Okay. You have a baby face. Yes, you do.
Okay. Shut up. Okay, I'm trying to make a point here.
You have, I'll say this. There are people, and this is showing our age. There are people that we have seen, and I mean this in the politest way possible. They have either not invested in their own body or time has not been kind to them.
Sure.
So I do feel that, the case in point, no one that I've grown up with, but Tom Cruise has looked relatively the same for 30 years.
That's true.
He has time to put this regimen. Ryan Reynolds has looked fairly the same for 30 years, but these people invest everything that they can into their body. And there are people that are not conscious of it or maybe don't care, or maybe they're fighting bad genetics or something else. But there are tons of people that time does not treat them very well. I'm going to come out and say it because people say it to me all the time. Like, oh, wow, you're the same guy. It's like, no, I have 20 years worth of knowledge and experience. And on the outside, I may look pretty similar, but on the inside, it's just.
I will say this, though. If I don't think Avril's aged much. Like, clearly, I think she looks older in these. If we're going back to this photo, she looks older, as anybody who gets older does, but she's aged very well too, assuming this is Avril and not Melissa.
Let's also look at, and I'm being very delicate with this because I have no physical interest in Avril or talking or discrediting how she looks or putting those type of vibes out there. I'm happily married. I have seen images that aren't the glamour shots, and I've seen what looks as if real life, where sometimes you are tighter, sometimes you are looser, sometimes you have a very strict regimen, sometimes you don't. I've seen a lot of those images going back and forth. And I mean, Google's top results are going to be either the best photo or the worst photo, the most talked about, but you can go a little bit deeper and you can see things being tighter and looser.
Sure.
And I do want to go down that road, and that's being human. I mean, we all have, I mean, I hope that, I hope everyone that listens to this has the opportunity to marry the love of their life, whoever that may be. And during that time, one could invest and make themselves as tight as possible. Make yourself your version of an action hero or something like that. And I mean, I do that personally. When I got married 4 years ago, I took 6 months to get in the best shape of my life because I wanted these pictures to be out there. And I didn't have these red carpet events like other celebrities or any celebrities rather. I knew this day I wanted to look the best that I can. My wife's not shallow. She wanted to do the same thing. So we're going to look at these pictures forever. And you know what? I don't really want to have a picture of myself with the dad bod out there trying to walk a red carpet. I mean, but you know, so that's what I'm saying by tighter or looser. We all have these peaks and valleys, and that's very important because it shows that you're a real person, but she still did.
She still
did. Tell you why.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. All still right. did.
At the end. So stick around. And I have no idea what Bailey's going to say, which is frightening and exciting all at the same time.
She did.
So let's move away from the how she looked and all that. So Avril has actually been confronted about this conspiracy that she's dead a few times. And the last time that I could find where she was asked about this was in a November 2018 interview on the Kyle and Jackie O show.
What year was that?
In Australia. It was November 2018.
That's not credible because fake news was invented in 2016. So anything after that, I can't hear.
Shoot. Okay. So here's a clip from that. And listen to Avril's response.
What about, did you laugh at the rumors that went around where you no longer exist and there's a clone of you? So you died like years ago when there's a clone pretending to be you.
That's mental.
Yeah, some people think that I'm not the real me, which is so weird. Like, why would they even think that?
I don't know.
I love this game.
Yeah.
All right. So Avril says, yeah, some people think that I'm not the real me, which is so weird. Like, why would they even think that? I look the same. I don't know. I don't know about that answer. I feel like this is how Melissa would have answered that question, though. I feel like she just sort of laughs it off and moves on fairly quickly. I feel like I wouldn't have answered that question the way that she answered. I feel like I'd be like, I know this is like such a weird theory, you know, like kind of get a little bit emotional about it. Like, but she just kind of laughs it off like someone named Melissa would do.
She doesn't have
what
to
do you
feel
think,
guilt.
Bailey?
She doesn't have to feel guilt. It's not her life they're talking about. It's someone else's.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So another thing that people have pointed out as we're starting to kind of conclude this, another thing that people point out is that she sings differently. So they said she sings differently in her early albums. She has one tone, whereas in her later albums, she sings a little higher than normal. Some even think you can see this change in interviews. So like maybe she gets a higher pitch when she's talking, which we sort of heard in that clip. I don't think that this theory carries much weight. Like if we think back to all of the singers that we grew up listening to, they all sounded a little different when they first started out to how they ended up sounding as they got older. So like, and I know we've talked about it before, Bailey, like the starting line, Kenny.
Why you gotta throw Axl Rose under the bus like that? He just doesn't flow.
Axl,
well.
Even Steven Tyler, Tom DeLonge, like that's probably as clear as day. He sounded way different on like Buddha and Cheshire Cat than he does in Angels and Airwaves now. Like, of course, it's a different singing style. He's probably doing something to preserve his voice. But
what about the recent resurgence of Dear Maria with All Time Low? Did you ever see him break in and do the karaoke and they had to downtune it because Alex is like, I can't believe we were this high at this time. So he had to tune it down two steps. And in order to sing his own song karaoke, he strained.
Well, I do know that, but that's a normal thing. You know, when they go into the studio, they normally, it seems like there's a lot of bands that play at a half step higher than they normally do when they're playing live.
But he was like taken back. If you check out the video, he was taken back about
I haven't
how,
seen it, but
yeah, there's a really cool, whatever karaoke, whatever. And they break in and he takes a breath and he's getting ready to sing. He's like, oh God, I forgot we recorded it this high. So, and that was in 2007 and he's still young.
All right, Bailey. So let's kind of wrap this up. So I didn't expect you to go this way, but
she did.
Do you believe in the conspiracy that Avril Lavigne died in 2003 and her role was taken over by Melissa Vandella?
I think she died before that.
Oh, okay. Please enlighten me.
She was signed as a child. When Let Go came out in 2002, a large part of her died, her innocence. She went on tour. She found out what the machine was like. And she just gave a piece of her to every show because she wanted to please management and to please the label and to please everyone and just to keep this momentum going. Then 2006, she got married. Supposed to be the love of your life. Supposed to be a beautiful situation. I guarantee you when she got divorced, a part of her died. So she died then. Then she gets married in 2013. And I will be unapologetic about Chad Kroeger being a dirtbag. All music aside, he is not a good person. Something inside her had to have died. She took a break, got herself together, and now she's risen like a phoenix from the ashes. So yes, she died several times. But now she's gone through the machine and she's making the best music of her career. So did she die? Yeah, she did. She sold whatever it was, her youth, her innocence, every part of her, something she compromised for someone else. But now she is making the best music of her career because it's hers. She's not making records for somebody else. She's not trying to please anybody else. She's doing it. She's essentially the living embodiment of Adam's song. The tour was over. We survived. That's what I have.
Wow. This got serious real quick. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I do like that take. Wow. You make a great point, buddy. I feel like we should have actually closed with that, but I want to give my take on the theory.
I'm ready to hear yours.
Well, I'm going to get a little less serious now. But at the same time, a little real, because I'm going to share my thoughts on whether I think this theory that Avril Lavigne died and is being replaced by Melissa Vandella.
I have to ask real quick, is the Vandella too close to Mandela and then everyone seems to create their own?
Dude, right. I thought the exact same thing.
Real.
And you know, you got Nelson and Melissa. It kind of just rolls off very well, off the tongue very well. So, okay. So here's my thoughts. I don't believe that this is real because of two things. If you try Googling Melissa Vandella and on Google, of course, if you try searching that name, you're going to find nothing. And supposedly she's an actress. So
let Google go.
She was an actress.
She got a Facebook. Hold on. Instagram, a MySpace. All right.
Hold on.
She'd be on all.
Hold
of
on.
Them.
Hold on. If she was an actress, because the theory claims is that she was an actress, we would have seen something like anything, even if it was Broadway, if it was movies in her parents' room, bedroom or something, maybe we would have seen those. We would have heard something. But two, the biggest one for me is that Avril has a tooth, right? And on her left side that sticks out and appears like pointy, okay? And it looks great. I'm not saying trying to be negative about it or anything. But for me, that's like her trademark look. It's like what you see when she smiles. It makes her. So because of that, that tooth is in every picture.
Well, now that you're talking about
that, I just can't believe it.
I gotta share this. All right. Just because. So I grew up with a girl with a similar, feature.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Right.
And everybody was just like, this, the girl related to boys, and she was just an awesome person and so passionate and so energetic. And it was just like the whole neighborhood was nuts over her. And then she moved away. And some buddies of mine were, they were on Facebook like a couple weeks ago. I was like, hey, did you ever hear from dot, dot, dot? It's like, no, no. It's like, but wait a minute. She was such a big part of our childhood. Like, what happened? Like Wendy from the Wonder Years. Like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude looked her up, sent me a screenshot. She got her teeth fixed. I'm just like, just a normal person. Just a normal person. Yeah. And I was like, it was weird. It was almost like a the Up. The girl, the wife in Up. Just everything was just a little off to the side. Just, it was so cute. It was awesome. So no, I wholeheartedly understand. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually really do love that feature about Avril. And I, you know, when I had that crush back, you know, when I was in high school, that tooth played a role.
That the crush ended at 12 because he met his wife at 13. I don't
know. Let's see. I met my wife when we were 15, to be honest. So
you had to tell her the first week. Fine. You had to tell her the first week. She's like, hey, like, you're really cool, but like, if Avril ever calls, like, you got to go. And then
she knows. She knows. All right. So to sum this up, it sounds like Bailey and I both don't really agree with this theory. I should add too, to the listeners, the guy who basically started this rumor or conspiracy theory, the guy who wrote the original blog post back in 2011, he came out in 2015 and said he created the story to prove how conspiracy theories can spread. And he created it to see if people would believe it. And they did. So there you have it. If, of course, that guy was real, who knows?
If you're over 18, rent or stream, Pauly Shore is dead.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's, again, if you're over 18, just stream Pauly Shore is dead. It's
all right. That's everybody's that's homework conspiracy. This week.
That's a conspiracy. All right. Pauly Shore is dead.
All right. But guys, that's the story. And those are our thoughts. We
like
definitely
a phoenix
love to hear
from the ashes. Those are my thoughts.
We'd definitely love to hear your thoughts on this. Do you believe Avril Lavigne is dead and that Melissa Vandela has been acting as the real Avril Lavigne all this time since 2003? Let us know on all our socials. Make sure to tag at All Punked Up everywhere you social so we can see your comments. But that'll do it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed your time with us. And if you did, it'd be so awesome if you could help support us by following this podcast in whatever app you use to listen to your favorite podcast. Hitting that follow or subscribe button really helps us out and lets us know that you love what we're doing. And if you're loving what you're hearing from us week after week, head on over to Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen, and drop a review, because not only does that let us know what you think, but it also lets others know that you recommend this podcast. And don't forget to please tell your friends and spread the word, because that is the best way you can help us grow and reach more people just like you. And in the end, that is our ultimate goal. So with that, thanks again. And remember, spread love. Peace.
Maybe it's Melissa, maybe it's Maybelline.
That's good.